Aren't you glad? Are you determined this morning to hold out to the end? Ellie, I started to finish, didn't you? And I'm glad that we can. He is able to keep us if we'll let him keep us. And it's good to be at Dryden Road this morning. And always good to come back. And Lord's been helping in spite of what he's got to work with. Ellie, I'm glad he's a good God, aren't you? And we want to try to help you this morning. Didn't know I was going to preach till just a few minutes ago. And Brother Sutherland, he enjoys that. He enjoys that. I really think he gets a kick out of that. And at my expense. But we appreciate Brother Sutherland. Appreciate Sister Sutherland. Appreciate our pastors. And they have certainly been a blessing to us more than they'll ever know. More than we could put into words. Aren't you glad for a good pastor? And I appreciate a good church. And we love you. We really, really do. And the wife would have been here, but she's just kind of been under it this week. And on the way over this morning, she got sick on me. So we've had kind of a rough morning, but we're here. And I feel like the Lord can help us this morning, don't you? And thought it was great the news Brother Phil gave us. And Sister Mary has been friends of the family for a long, long, long time. And matter of fact, when we have Christmas, they're there at Mom and Dad's. They're just part of the family. And we almost look at them as family. So, Phil, welcome to the family. So, I may get another Christmas for now. We appreciate that. That is great news. We're excited for them. And Sister Mary is a wonderful lady. I know you ain't as familiar with her as you are, Brother Phil. But she is a wonderful lady. And got a great family. Matter of fact, she's my youngest brother's mother-in-law. So they're real close. But we're excited about that. So if you would, turn in your Bibles this morning to Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. And we'll do our best to preach. Seemed like his thought's been on our heart for a few days. Got on it just a few days ago and we tried it. And seemed like that's what we got this morning. So if you'll help me. I'll try not to be long, but I'd like to see the Lord touch us, wouldn't you? I don't want to ever just preach to be preaching. That'd be a miserable, miserable thing for you and me both. But if God will help us, I know he can speak to our hearts and help us, can't he? God is a good God. Acts chapter 28 and verse 1, the Bible says, "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.'" And verse 5 says, "And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he is a god." And verse 7 says, "In the same quarters there were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary." And the first part of verse 11 says, "And after 3 months, we departed in a ship." And after 3 months, we departed in a ship. Now, you Bible readers know the setting of this chapter here. We find the Apostle Paul, he's escaped. You got to understand chapter 27 to understand what he escaped from. He escaped from a shipwreck. He had just been through a storm. Hallie, it was a storm and so much that the Bible says that all hope that they should be saved was then taken away. He had been through a horrible storm. How many knows that you're going to go through some storms, Hallie, in life? Hallie, Paul had just come through a storm and he had escaped. Hallie, the ship that he was on had busted up. And that chapter 27 ends with him floating up on that island of Melita, up on that shore of Melita. Hallie, they got there on boards and pieces, didn't even have a ship to sail on. Hallie, what they'd been sailing on had been busted up. It looked like their sailing days was over. But we read 11 verses into this chapter 28, and the Bible says, and after 3 months, we departed on a ship. Hallelujah. When it looked like their sailing was over, their ship, it started out just a few verses before that, and it was busted up. Hallelujah. Everything they had seemed like it fell apart. Life had come apart at the seams. But 11 verses later, the Bible says, and after 3 months, we departed on a ship. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach if God will help me on sail on. How many knows you can sail on in spite of shipwreck, in spite of storms? I'm glad we can sail on. I've got my mind made up. Hallie, I'm determined to hold out to the end. What about you this morning? Hallelujah. Many times life is likened unto a sea. Hallie, many times in our songs that we sing, we liken life unto a sea, and we like ships up on life's sea. Hallie, we're sailing on life's sea this morning. Hallie, how many knows that there's storms that's going to rise up on life's sea? It's not always going to be smooth sailing. It's not always going to be pleasurable wind. Hallie, there's going to be some contrary winds that's going to come your way on the sea of life. Hallie, some things are just life. Hallie, Job said, life is a few days and full of trouble. Hallie, yes, Hallie, there's going to come things to come our way because we live in a thing called life. Hallie, and also we have an enemy, which is the devil. Hallie, that's going to come against you. How the Apostle Paul set out, Acts chapter 27, it was God's will for him to sail to Rome. His destination was Rome. It was not Melita. Hallie, his destination was Rome. That was God's will for his life. Hallie, but on his way to Rome, on his way to his destination, Hallie, he met a storm. Hallie, I believe it was a spiritual storm as much as a natural storm. I believe it was to stop the Apostle Paul in his journey from reaching his destination. You're going to help me preach this morning, aren't you? Hallie, how many knows that there is a devil that'd like to stop every one of us from sailing on? He'd like to stop you from reaching God's will in your life. Hallie, Melita is not God's will for you. Yes, we've all ended up on Melita at times in our life. Storms have come. Shipwreck has even come. Hallie, everything we'd build up seemed to crumble around us, and we'd floated up on the island of Melita. Hallie, notice there that even on Melita, Hallie, God was there. Hallie, there was healings. Hallie, God healed the chief. Hallie, they brought their sick, and God moved, and we become content on Melita. How are you going to help me preach, aren't you? But it was not God's will for him to stay on Melita. It was God's will for him to sail on to Rome. Hallelujah. Notice the sea is a very unpredictable place. The sea of life is very unpredictable. Hallie, in Acts chapter 27 and verse 13, the Bible says, when Paul set out on that voyage, it said, and when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But before that verse ends, it says, but not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. Just when it looked like everything was going good, just just looked like when it was smooth sailing, all of a sudden a storm arose. But not long after, there arose a tempestuous wind. Smooth sailing one moment, Hallie, in the storm of your life the next. How many knows that life is very unpredictable? This sea of life can be very unpredictable place. Just one phone call, and it concerns smooth sailing into rough waters. How one day to the next, how you can be sailing and on your way, and all of a sudden it seems like those ships going to come apart at the seams. Hallelujah. I'm just going to preach how I feel, all right? Hallelujah. Just a moment can change. Hallelujah. It's a very unpredictable place, the sea of life. Hallelujah. Just one trip to the doctor's office, and all of a sudden your world comes upside down. Hallelujah. Just one sickness, and it can turn it all around for you. It is a very unpredictable place. Not only that, but life, the sea of life, can be a very unpeaceful place. It can be a very troublesome place. Hallelujah. Cares and troubles, hallelujah, they mount up upon us. But aren't you glad this morning that we know the master of the sea? Hallelujah. I'm glad I know the master of the sea. Hallelujah. I face storms. Hallelujah. I face things when it seemed like everything that I thought was going to happen in life crumbled. Hallelujah. When my dreams seemed to shatter. Hallelujah. Thank God I know the master of the sea. Hallelujah. He is the master of life this morning. Great God of heaven. Hallelujah. There's times that we become... Hallelujah, you know, we look at those sailors in Acts chapter 27. Hallelujah, they were at the mercies of the wind. They were at the mercies of the storm. Hallelujah, that storm arose. And Brother Mike Whitley, they didn't have a motorboat. Hallelujah, they could turn it around and gun the gas to it and go into the waves. Hallelujah, go against the wind. Hallelujah, during that time, all they had was oars. Hallelujah, Brother Jeff Roberts, all they had was the sails. Hallelujah, when those storms arose, that's the reason why. Hallelujah, we can read where they picked up the anchors. Hallelujah, they tucked in the sails and they let her drive. They were at the mercies of the wind. You ever felt like you was at the mercies of life? You were at the mercies of the storm. If you could have turned it around, you'd have fixed it. Hallelujah, but you found out the storm's bigger than you are. You are at the mercies of the storm. They will come. Think it not strange when they do. Hallelujah, it's part of life. We're going to be tried. There's going to be storms come. There's going to be times that you're at the mercies of the wind. Hallelujah, not only that, but the Bible says in Acts chapter 27, and I need the Holy Ghost to help me preach this morning. Hallelujah, it said they had not seen sun or moon or stars in many days. Hallelujah, the storm was on. Dark clouds had rolled over. Hallelujah, the sun hadn't shone in many days. They were in a storm. Does anybody know about a storm this morning? We've been through a few storms, haven't we? How they got there. But it was more important for them because it was by the stars and the moon that they navigated. That's how they knew where they was at on the sea. That's how they knew where they was headed. If they are still on course or not. Hallelujah, but they hadn't seen stars or moon in many days. They didn't even know where they was at. Hallelujah, you ever been in a storm and you wonder, where am I and where is God? Hallelujah, you don't even know where you're at on the sea of life. But I come to tell you, God knows right where you're at. Hallelujah, in spite of the stars, in spite of the storm, in spite of the dark clouds, God knows where you're at on the sea of life. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. At the mercies of the wind, at the mercies of the storm. Hallelujah. In that storm, I read, hallelujah, when Apostle Paul didn't know where he was at. Hallelujah, God knew where he was at. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad he knows where I'm at this morning. I'm glad he knows where you're at this morning. I don't know what you're facing, but we're all on the sea of life, and storms will come. How when the psalmist wrote about those waves, he said they mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and they stagger like drunken men and are at wit's end. Holy, the best definition I could come up with when I begin to search out that wit's end. One man said, it's when you've tried and you are at a loss to solve your problem. Holy, you've tried to fix it and you ain't got the solution. You've tried to solve it and it's no better than when you tried. You are at wit's end. You don't have an answer for your problem. I feel the Holy Ghost. Holy, help me, Jesus. Holy, I say, you're at wit's end. How you've come to the end of it. The storm has reeled you. How you've staggered. How your faith has been shaken. How you are in a storm and you're at wit's end. But can I tell you how just a little simple message, but God has never been at wit's end. I said he's never been at a loss of what to do. He's never without an answer. Oh, thank God, I know the master of the sea. Hallelujah. That term master. Hallelujah, when we call someone master. Hallelujah, if he's the master of the ship, that means he's got the ship in control. The ship is under his control. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible says, what was it in Luke chapter 8? When them disciples faced that storm, hallelujah, and the waves had filled the boat, how they took it on. Hallelujah, when you feel like you can't take no more, hallelujah, and it filled up the boat, how they went back and they woke him. And I like what they said, Brother Kim Myers. They said, Master. Hallelujah. Oh, he is. I said he is. Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And guess what he done? He proved himself to be the master. And he walks to the helm of the ship. And he speaks to the wind and to the waves. And they lay down and there is a great calm. He is the master of life's sea. Oh, thank God, I know the master. I'm glad he sails with me. I said, I'm glad he's on board my ship this morning. Hallelujah, he is the master of the sea. Hallelujah. Shipwreck. Shipwreck will come. Hallelujah. Storms are going to come. But there will be times. Oh, this is where I felt like preaching when God dealt with me on this little thought. Hell yes, storms will come. We've all been through storms. But there's going to be times when it's going to come apart on you. Shipwreck. There's times that God keeps us from the storm. And there's times that God keeps us through the storm. There was times he kept the Apostle Paul from things. And there was times he helped him avoid trouble. There was times he kept him from the storm. But in Acts chapter 27, he proved that he could keep him through the storm. Hallelujah. When life comes apart at the seams and it busts apart on you and it looks like all you're left with is pieces. Hallelujah. There's a God in spite of the storm. I feel the Holy Ghost. In spite of the shipwreck, he can keep you even in those times. The Apostle Paul knew about shipwreck. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said thrice, I suffered shipwreck. A night and the day I have been in the deep. Hallelujah. There's going to be times that you're going to end up on Melita. I said there's going to be times you're going to end up on Melita. Hallelujah. Great God of heaven, what are you talking about, Brother Gary? There's going to be times when storms are going to come. And it's going to seem like you ain't making any progress. And you're just glad to have escaped the storm. But if I can get across the way, I felt it in prayer a couple weeks ago when God began to lay this on me. Brother Mike, there's times that we end up and we come through a storm and we escape the wind and we escape the sea. And now we are on Melita. Hell, if you ain't careful, hell, you get content being on Melita. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said you become content just to be on Melita and you have no desire to sail on. How you just content to come to the house of God. Just content to be saved. But you have no desire to raise the sail back up. How you're afraid the storm will come. How you're afraid of what will happen. You've been hurt and you don't want to be hurt again. And you're just content. I feel the Holy Ghost. You're just content to be on Melita. Don't ask me to do anything. God's helping me here. He's healing here. He's answering prayer on Melita. I think I'll just stay on Melita. That's where you're at, ain't it? Oh, hallelujah. I wish I could get it away across the way I feel it, Brother Myers. Hallelujah. Have you ever been on Melita? You've come through the storm and you've escaped it. Hallelujah. You're just content to be there. Hallelujah. I've been there. Can I just be a little transparent with you this morning? Hallelujah. I've been there. Hallelujah. My life. Hallelujah. When I've been hurt before. Hallelujah. Guess what? We've all been hurt. That's part of life. Guess what? You'll be hurt again if you sail very far in life. That's part of being on the sea of life. But if you ain't careful, those hurts can drive you to where you become content on Melita. It was not God's will for him to stay on Melita. God's will was for him to sail on. There's better things, Apostle Paul. My will is for you to go to Rome. Oh, great God of heaven. I've been there. I didn't want to backslide. I didn't want to go back on God. Hallelujah. But I was content to be on Melita. Hallelujah. I didn't want to be hurt again. I didn't want to have to go through that storm again. Hallelujah. It was rough. I'm not making light of your storm. It's no fun to go through the storms of life. But that's part of life. That's part of sailing on the sea. And if you're ever going to get to God's will, you're going to have to take the chance of the storm. But I rest assured, you'll never face a storm when he won't be right beside you. And if he'll go with me, I'll go to Rome. Hallelujah. Great God of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, but you come content there. Hallelujah. You've been hurt and you don't want to sail no farther. You don't know what I've been through, preacher. Hallelujah. No, I don't. But I know the God of heaven that said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee in spite of the storm. I know for rest assured you can sail on. The devil will tell you, Brother Benny, I remember years ago, I was a young man. I went through a few things, probably nothing like some of you have, some of you elders, how you know what storms are. But I've been through a few things, went through a storm. Hallelujah, man, I'd search. Didn't feel like, felt like God was a million miles away. Hallelujah, when God began to deal with me in this little message a couple weeks ago, it began to come back to me. And Brother Jeff, I remember how he's standing on the pulpit in a church. This was years ago. And I remember I was reaching for God. I wanted to feel him. Hallelujah. Oh, I was on Melita. You going to help me preach? As I stood there, I remember the devil telling me, boy, you'll never feel it like that again. Just be content that you escaped. Oh, hallelujah. Just be content you made it to the island, boy. Hallelujah. And I stood there and I watched the ship sail. You've been there, haven't you? I stood there when the Spirit of God got to moving and I watched that ship as the wind caught it and they got blessed. And I watched that ship sail and the devil said, boy, you will never sail again. Hallelujah. And I'd forgot all about this, Brother Mike. But I remember, I don't know if it's 3 months or not, but I can remember the service I was in. Hey man, I felt like I was isolated. I felt like I was a million miles from God. I'd searched my life. I'd fasted. I'd prayed. I'd done everything I know to do. And it seemed like it was just empty. My prayers was empty. Hey man, you know what I done? I kept praying. I kept trying to sail. Oh, you need to sail on this morning. But I remember when the service, when all of a sudden the wind come by and it caught my sail, Brother Mitch. Hallelujah. I made my lap and I made it back to the platform. As tears rolled down my cheeks, hallelujah, everybody else was praising God and saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I said it, I did. I remember maybe not word for word, but right out loud. I said, devil, you said I'd never sail again. Hallelujah, I'm sailing on in spite of the storm. Oh, hallelujah. You need to sail on. It's not God's will for you to stay on Melita and just be content to slide into your pew and slide out. God's a helping me and I'm saved. Hallelujah, but God's will is for you to go on to Rome. Hallelujah, oh great God of heaven. We become content on Melita because we get fearful of the storm. We remember what we've been through. But did you forget the experience? How God stood beside you in the midnight hour when you didn't know where you were. That. Hallelujah, did you forget that God said, you're going to make it safe. The ship may bust up, but I'm going to save you. Hallelujah, he's still the master of the sea. Hallelujah. Christopher Columbus, they said Christopher Columbus, when he set sail on that famous voyage, when he was coming to discover the Americas, how did Christopher Columbus set sail? And he kept a journal, Brother Myers. And they said, you can take that journal. They tried to study it and read it. And how I've read some of the excerpts out of his journal. How he trying to pick his mind and find out what that voyage was like. They said when he first started out, Brother Mike, they said there'd be pages, sometimes multiple pages, filled up for that date, for that specific day. Said you could almost sense the excitement in his voice as they first started out on that voyage. How he was sailing. Said you could feel the expectation. How he in his words as he pinned them down. And he'd tell what they saw that day and what they was expecting to sail the next day. But guess what? A few days went by into that voyage. How he and storms come. Oh, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the sailors that he sailed with become discontent. Hallelujah. They didn't want to sail on. It was getting too rough for them. And they said all of a sudden, the words, the entries into his journal become less and less. Until finally, Brother Jeff, they said you can scan the pages. And there's days after days. Hallelujah, they're blank pages. He didn't have nothing exciting to write about. Hallelujah, you ever been in a storm and you didn't have nothing to write home about? Hallelujah, days went by and the pages was blank. But all of a sudden they said, after several blank pages, he was in the storm. All of a sudden there's just one little excerpt, just one little statement he wrote under that day's date. And it was simply this: today we sailed on. Oh, hallelujah. In spite of the storm, in spite of what I'm going through, you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to sail on. I said, I think I'm going to sail on. There's been times I've been in a storm and I found me a place to pray and I got alone with God. You know what I was doing? I was taking out my pen spiritually and I was writing in my journal, devil, in spite of the storm, in spite of the wind, in spite of the waves, today I sailed on. You need to sail on. I said, it's time you put your sail back up. Put your oar back in the water. You need to sail on. Hallelujah, it's God's will that you sail on. Don't ask me to sing, Pastor. Hallelujah, just let me be content on Melita. Don't ask me to do anything. Hallelujah. I know what it's like to sail. And I know what it's like to be hurt. And I know what that's all I got. And I know what it's like to go through the storm. Don't ask me to do anything. Just let me stay on Melita. Well, I come to tell you this morning, how the God of heaven, how the one that made you get safe to Melita, the one that's helped you escape every storm that you've ever been through, he's still the master of the sea. Hallelujah. John Newton, he knew something about sailing. If you've ever read about him, that old slave trader, he knew what storms was on the high sea. And when he wrote that song, Amazing Grace, hallelujah, it's brought me safe thus far. I believe it'll lead me home. Hallelujah. You can get off Melita. Hallelujah. They told a story. I read it. It's been some time back. I read it. And I may not remember exactly, but I believe it was a Navy soldier years ago. He was a commander or a captain on a ship, and he had married his little bride. Come on, leave and married his little bride. And right after their wedding, he wanted to take her on a voyage with him. He took her on the next trip with him. Hallelujah, and he got her on that voyage. And the story said that night, all of a sudden they encountered a storm. Hallelujah, she wasn't used to that storm. That old sailor was. Hallelujah, she become fearful. How the storm was reeling and rocking that old ship. And said she become fearful. And as much as that, her new little husband tried to comfort her. Hallelujah, he just couldn't comfort her. She was fearful. Fear gripped her. The storm was on. The ship was reeling. Hallelujah, and all of a sudden he paced all the way up in the night. That old soldier turned around and he drawled out his sword. And he said, he looked at her and she looked up at him and kind of smiled and grinned, chuckled a little bit. And he said, baby, why ain't you afraid of the drawn sword? She said, because it's in the hands of one that loves me. He said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So is the storm. I said, so is the storm. He is the master of the sea. He knew that storm was going to come before Apostle Paul ever walked up the gangplank. I said, he knew before we ever set sail the course we was going to have to sail. Great God of heaven, he can help you through the storm. He is the master of the sea. I said, sail on. You need to sail on. I know I ain't preaching this like I need to preach it. Hallelujah, but after three ships, you don't understand, Brother Gary. My ship's busted up. All I got's boards and a little testimony to tell about it. Hallelujah, but the Bible says, and after 3 months, they boarded a ship. Hallelujah, after the ship was busted, after 3 months, they boarded a ship and sailed on. You need to sail on. Hallelujah. I said, you need to sail on. Hallelujah. You can sail on. After 3 months, they boarded a ship and they sailed on. I wonder how many times the devil told Apostle Paul when he drug himself up out of the sea, how he dripping wet with salt water, how he cold, how he in the middle of the night. And to make matters worse, how do you think the shipwreck was enough? And all of a sudden when he's trying to do his best on Melita, hallelujah, you tried to do your best there, ain't you? And you find out the devil's still on Melita. And right out of the, while you're trying to gather up and build you a little fire, you find out, surely I've been through enough. And all of a sudden the viper strikes. Hallelujah, when it looks like, surely I've had enough, I can't take no more. How it looks like the boat is full of water. Hallelujah. Oh, but guess what? The devil, don't give up. But thank God I got a God that's never gave up. I said, I've got a God that has never gave up. Amen. And he shook it off. Hallelujah. Even on Melita. Hallelujah. I know it's a simple little message. And I don't feel like I preached it like I needed to this morning. Hallelujah. But it's not God's will for you to stay on Melita. Oh, we're going to end up there. There's going to be times we'll end up on Melita. And we do our best. The Apostle Paul, we find him, he didn't just give up. While he was on Melita, he's gathering up sticks. trying to build a fire. We find even on Melita, he was praying for the sick. And sometimes when we get on Melita, we just want to throw in the towel and drive our stake down and say, I escaped the storm. Hallelujah. But that's not God's will for you. God's will for you is to go to Rome. I don't know how you feel about it, but I may have even told you here. I prayed at the first of the year. I don't know if this is the last year we got or not. It very well could be. I believe that with all of my heart. Hallelujah. And I prayed, I said, God, if this is the last year, help it to be my best year. I want to do more than I've ever done before. I want to stick the oar deeper. I want to row harder. I want to stick the sail higher than I've ever done it. Oh, I ain't done it yet. I hope for the day. I can get up and preach and I feel like that I made some progress. But you know what? It's in my heart. You mean you ain't never been through some storms, Brother Gary? You ain't never been through some hardships? Brother Scott, I've been through some storms. But thank God it ain't took my desire to sail. Because I got a feeling how there's a better thing just down the road. And it makes me want to dig my oars in. It makes me want to stick my sail up and sail on. God's got more for you. He's got better for you. And if this is our last year driving road, I hope we're sailing better than we ever sailed. Hallelujah. I hope we're giving it everything we got. Hallelujah. Oh, we become content and we lose our desire. I'll just pray for the sick on Melita. I'll just tell my testimony on Melita. How there comes a time when it's God's will for you to board the ship and sail on. How there is a will of God for your life. And if it ain't for nobody else but me, I made up my mind. I don't want to stay on Melita. I'll stay there as long as I have to. But as soon as I get the opportunity to board a ship, I want to see what God's will is. Hallelujah, God's will is not for us to stay on Melita. Hallelujah, God's will is to go to Rome. Hallelujah. Saints of God, if this is our last year, we could just about have our voyage over. Hallelujah. And when I go in there, I want to go in giving it all I got. Hallelujah. But you ain't got much. That's all right, but I'm going to give it all I got, Brother Scott. That's what I'm going to dig with everything I got. My testimony may not mean much. My little message may not mean much. But I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to see what God's will is. And if I had to dig my oars in and sail by myself, there is a master of the sea that'll sail with us. I was praying the other day. And I had this song, they can come get us a song if that's all right, Brother Sullen. We'll make an altar this morning. But I was praying over this little message the other day, and it may just be my little simple thinking. And I know what John was saying, or at least I have my opinion on what he was saying, I guess. They're in Revelations. But all of a sudden I was praying and I was thinking about life and how it's full of troubles and how there will come storms. Hallelujah. Remember Mitch Hasty? All of a sudden the words of John come to me when he pinned down there in the book of Revelations. When he got on the other side and he said, and there will be no more sea. Hallelujah. We're going to go through our last storm. We're going to stick our oars in the water for the last time. We're going to have to man this ship for the last day one of these days. Hallelujah, I'm pulling into port in a land where there's no more sea. There's no more troubles. Hallelujah, there's no more storms. I'll go through my last one of these days. And if it's my last one, I want to make sure I'm still pointed in the direction God's will is for my life. Saints of God, you need to sail on. I said you need to sail on. Hallelujah, take out your pen in spite of your storm. Today, I sailed on. Hallelujah. I said today, I sailed on. Stand all over the house, if you would. Hallelujah. We need to give it all we got. We're living in an age and a day when the church needs every one of us. Guess what? When your oar goes limp, the church is going to know it. We need everybody to man your oar. Hallelujah. We need to sail on like we ain't never sailed. How many believes we can sail on this morning? Hallelujah. He is the master of the sea.
Call him in.
Hallelujah. Won't we come in and pray this morning? Could we? Hallelujah. God knows he's still the master. He knows where you're at this morning. He knows where I'm at. Hallelujah. If you're on Melita, hallelujah, you need to get your desire back to sail. Hallelujah. I said if you're on Melita, get your desire back to sail again.